The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you. As we gather on these nights to commemorate the tragedy that befell the household of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Today we recall an example of the patience of Imam Al-Hussein. You know, this was a musibah. The musibah of Aliyun al-Akbar was painful for Imam for numerous reasons, you know. According to most traditions, Aliyun al-Akbar was the oldest of the children of Imam. He had raised him from the time he was young. He had become a young man now. He had accompanied his father. He was a sharik, a partner of his father. And to see your efforts put in and to see what they had to go through was heartbreaking for Imam. And you couple that with the fact that when they were desired, when the Ahlul Bayt desired to look at the Prophet, they would look at Ali ibn al-Akbar. You know, Ali ibn al-Akbar looked like the Prophet, resembled the Prophet in akhlaq, walked like the Prophet. And so this was a very painful musibah for Imam alayhi salam. But Aliyun al-Akbar was ready for it, huh? Aliyun al-Akbar, you know, it is said that when Imam alayhi salam's kafila was moving, the caravan was moving, and they got to a place called Bani Maqatil, the Imam alayhi salam fell asleep. And when the Imam woke up, he said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The first one to come to the side of Imam was Ali ibn al-Akbar, and he said, Ya Abati, why did you say that? He said, I had a dream, my son, that a knight rode to me and said that we are approaching death. And it made me realize that we are going towards our final destination. You know what the jawab of this Jawan son was? Alasna ala al-haq. He says, are we not on the right path? And he says, yes, my son, indeed we are on the right path. He said, la nubali. He said, then it doesn't matter if we die as long as we are on the right path. This was Ali ibn al-Akbar who was longing for shahadat. You know, when it came time for the Bani Umayyah, when it came time when the Bani Umayyah had killed all of the companions of Imam al-Hussein, it was the Banu Hashim who were left. And the first of the Banu Hashim to come to Imam was Ali ibn al-Akbar. Ali ibn al-Akbar stood in front of the Imam. The Rawi says there was a man with a beautiful complexion who came to the Imam alayhi salam. And he asked the Imam alayhi salam for permission. And it is said the Imam alayhi salam gave him permission right away. And then the Imam did something. He says, "Thumma nazara ilayhi nazara ayis." He says, but then he looked at Ali the way a father would look at a loving son, the way a mother would look lovingly towards her son. He looked at Ali ibn al-Akbar and he began to weep. At this time, Imam alayhi salam looks down and allows Ali ibn al-Akbar to go. I want you to feel the pain of the heart of Hussein today, my brothers and sisters. Feel the pain that Imam alayhi salam is enduring. You know, the farewells of Zainab with all the Banu Hashim can be there. We said that Zainab would met Al-Abbas before he left. This is where Ali ibn al-Akbar, we can understand, would go to Zainab alayhi salam and speak to her and say, oh my auntie Zainab, It is time for me to go now. You know, Zainab would know how difficult this is for Hussein alayhi salam. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if Zainab would say to Ali ibn al-Akbar, my son Ali, as you go towards the battlefield, keep turning and looking at your father. Every few moments, turn and look, for this will bring comfort into the heart of Hussein. It is said Imam alayhi salam allows him to go. You know, when Ali ibn al-Akbar goes, this is where we find the Imam does something that he did not do many other times that day. He raised his hands towards Allah and he said, Allahumma ashhad ha'ula'i al-qawm faqad baraza ilayhi ghulamun. He says, oh Allah, bear witness against this community. He complained to them about their oppression. He says, oh Allah, I complain to you about this community, for advances towards them is my young son, who when we wanted to look at the face of Rasulullah, we would look at their face. You know, I think sometimes, yeah, that why did Imam al-Hussein not say no to Ali ibn al-Akbar? You know, every other Banu Hashim that came, the Imam would say, no, I don't feel comfortable. Maybe your mother won't be happy. Maybe your father won't be happy. But this was that fulfillment of Ibrahim and Ismail that the Imam alayhi salam knew would be the responsibility of his. This was his sacrifice that he wanted to give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said, Ali ibn al-Akbar fought valiantly. He fought so bravely. According to some maqatil, he was one of the ones who spent the longest time in battle. But then Ali ibn al-Akbar, a young man, comes back towards him. He comes back towards his father. And he says, Ya Abati, al-atashu kad qatalani. That, oh my father, this thirst is killing me. وَثِقْلُ الْحَدِيدِ قَدْ أَجْهَدَنِي. And the weight of this armor is weighing me down. My brothers and sisters, you know, when your child asks you for something, when your child asks you for something, we would go to the end of the world to fulfill their desires. Here Ali ibn al-Akbar is asking for water and Imam does not have the to fulfill that. It is said, Bakal Hussein, Hussein cried, I tell you. Maybe one of the most often repeated words in the Maqtal, Bakal Hussein, Hussein cried, and Hussein cried, and Hussein cried. All through Ashura, Hussein cried. How can we not cry? فَبَكَى الْحُسَيْنِ. And then Hussein says, Ya Bunayya, oh my child, عَزَّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلِي وَعَلَى أَبِيكَ. He says, it weighs heavily on Muhammad and Ali and on me that you make a request that I cannot grant for you, right? He says, it hurts me that I cannot fulfill this request, oh my child. But then he says, قَاتِلْ قَلِيلًا. Just go and fight a little bit longer, my son. Soon your grandfather will give you a drink after which you will never be thirsty again. It is said, Ali ibn al-Akbar goes, he fights again bravely. This is where the Maqtal tells us two different incidents. The first is, tells us that Wamal'oon came and threw a spear into the chest of Ali ibn al-Akbar. Ali ibn al-Akbar, it is said, the spear hit him on his chest. Another maqtal says he was hit on the head with the sword. In both instances, Ali falls down to the ground as he tries to get back onto his horse. He cannot get on properly. The horse, he is hanging on to the neck of the horse. Instead of the horse going towards Hussein, the horse goes into the direction of the enemies. The maqtal say they took their swords and cut Ali ibn al-Akbar arban irban. They cut him in pieces. They cut Ali ibn al-Akbar. It is said Ali ibn al-Akbar falls to the ground. What does Ali say? Ya Abata, Hada Jaddi Rasulillah. He said, oh my father, look, again, look at the akhlaq of Ali ibn al-Akbar, huh? Ali ibn al-Akbar doesn't say, come my father, I need your help. He knows this is hard for his father. But what does he say? Oh my father, this is Rasulullah. He has quenched my thirst already.
I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.